Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. If anybody would like to dedicate a shir in someone's honor, you may contact me. So in the previous shir, we saw the Gemara in Shavuos Chof Zayin Amud Beis, where Rava says that if a person makes three shavuos, he's not going to eat a loaf of bread, and then he uproots shavua number one. Shavua number two takes effect. Ain shavua chalal shavua. Normally shavua two. Number two doesn't take effect on top of shavua number one because he already made shavua number one. However, if in the instance where he uproots shavua number one, nishal al harishona, then shavua number two takes effect. Rashi points out here that it's talking about a case where the chacham is oken neder meikaro. The chacham uproots the shavua from it at its very core, from its very root. So the mashmos of Rashi is that dafka, because he's oker neder meikaro, only then is shavua number two takes effect, but not significantly if the husband is mefer, because the husband's only mefer mikan ulahaba. So if the husband's mefer mikan ulahaba, that would not work. If he uproots shavua number one from here on in, shavua number two doesn't take effect. And we have had numerous shiurim trying to make sense of this quagmire. Why is it that dafka in the case of oker neder meikaro, yes, does shavua number two take effect? But if he wasn't oker neder meikaro just from here on in, no. Either way, why don't we say that shavua two is waiting in the wings, and once shavua number one is uprooted, then shavua number two can take effect. So we had we discussed this in the previous year from Rav Shmuel Elazar Volk. We've been trying to go through some of his ma'amarim and simanim and his gevaldike sefer Shari Torah, 8 volumes. So if we go through the sefer Keseder, we will start and finish in 50 years, probably at least. So Baruch Hashem, there is a gold mine, a treasure chest of Torah there. And it's broad, it's vast, it's deep, it's profound, it's gevaldic. So in the previous shir, we saw Rambam, the Ritva, a lot of very, very gishmak and yanim. And now we're going to move forward. This is the Siman Ayin Vav, at the beginning, the very first Siman of the 8th volume of the Shari Tohar. So he's going on this diuk, which is a diuk of the Maharam Mins and others, that if it's the Baal who does it, he's Megas Gaius, he just cuts it off from here on in. He doesn't uproot it from the source. And therefore, in such a case, if he's Mefer HaRishona, Ein Ashniach, even though he's Mefer HaRishona, Ein Ashniach Chala. And he quotes here a Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Ulanius daiti ein raya. According to my humble opinion, this is not a proof. This is not a proper diuk that the Maharam Mins made. And now we're going to see why, says Rabbi Akiva Eger. Al pi ma shekasev haran nidarim ches amad aleph. This is based on the Ran in Nidarim 8a. Debenishba lekayim hamitzvah. Chala le'inyan bal yachel, aval lo le'karban de'im a'it milahara ulehitiv. That if somebody is nishba, he makes an oath, in order to be mekayim a mitzvah, it's chal as far as bal yachel goes. If he doesn't do what he said, he is over and bal yachel dvaro, lo yachel dvaro, and memela, it's a no-no, it's a lav. Just le'inyan carbon, there's no carbon. There's no carbon, it's not included in Mahar Lahara Lahetiv. And the Pasuk says if you're over on, you say you're going to do good, you're going to do bad. You're over, but here you already have to do the mitzvah, so it's not included in the Pasuk as far as Chiyuv Karba, as far as the carbon goes. But there is a Baal Yachel we discussed in other Shiurim, how you get a source for an Isser without without a carbon. So we saw in a flos mitaris Hashem over there. But that's what the Ran says. The Ran says that if you're nishba lekayim is a mitzvah, It's a lav of lo yachil, but there's no carbon. V'ulam, sakri b'kiveger, zeo dafka b'nishvah l'kayim et mitzvah esay. That's dafka when you took an oath to fulfill a positive commandment. Like, for example, leishev basuko. Avo b'nishvah l'kayim et mitzvah l'os esay, g'on shalo lechol, nevela, v'adai de'ena chola. Afil inyan bal yachil. But if a person makes a shvua to be mekayim elos asay, a person says, I swear that I am not going to do what? I am not going to eat a nevela. I'm not going to eat a nevela. Torah already says you're not eating a nevela. Makes an oath you're not eating a nevela. So vadai, in such a case, it's not chal. Even linyan bal yachil. And where do we see this? We see this in the sugya Maseches Makis and the Chav Beis Amud Aleph. It says there, trying to figure out how many Yisurim a person's over on in a certain case. So it says, why don't we say that a person takes a Shavua, that he's not going to be Choresh and Yantiv, and then he's Choresh and Yantiv. Why don't we say that he's over on the Shavua? He says he's not going to plow on Yantiv, and he does so. And for the Gemara, that the Shavua isn't Chal. Why? Because he's Mushbo ve'omed mehar Sinai. He already took the oath. There we're talking about Linyan Malkus. So there's not even a lav here. Because he already took an oath at Har Sinai. Ve'al korcha chatam idin enes or chalal iser. Kmo ba'alma. Omemela filu lav leka. It's not even a lav because this iser, this shavua that he's taking, not to eat this nevaila, is not chal because he already has a lav not to eat a nevaila. Aval b'nishba l'kayim v'tzesei lo shayich b'zeinus or chalal iser. But your nishba to be mekayim v'tzesei, there we're talking about an iser, but here we're talking about a v'tzesei, so here there's no einus or chalal iser. B'ze, kosev aran, d'chal le'inyan lav d'bal yachil. But this the Ran writes that it's chal as far as Bal Yachel is concerned. So, when it comes to Mitzvah Esay, there's a Bal Yachel. When it comes to Mitzvah Los Esay, there's nothing. Skipping a little bit. V'zeo bar b'kavanas haran. Ulefi zeh yesh lomar. So, according to this, we could take it a step forward and say as follows. The Masha katav Rashi. Hatam duchacham okar neder meikar. The reason that when you uproot Shavua number 1, Shavua 2 is Chal, because the Chacham uproots the Nether from its very root, Hainu Lishna de Rava. That's the Lashon that Rava uses. De'im Nishal al Ha'echad also lo Shnia Tachteha. If he's Shoel on Shavua number 1, Shavua number 2 takes effect. Mashma the Yesh L'Shnia Kol Din Shavua. It's mashma that the second oath has a Din Shavua. It has all Dinei Shavua. The second oath has a Din Shavua to it. Uvazeh Yikshe. But here we run into a stone wall, we run into a problem. Ham Mikri Nishba L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah D'Shavua Rishona. This is called Nishba L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah of the first Shavua. So why is it Bechlal Chal? What did he do? He took an oath that he's not going to eat this kikar, and then he took another oath that he's not going to eat this kikar. So what's he doing? He's nishba l'kayim et mitzvah. What's the din of somebody who's nishba l'kayim et mitzvah? The din of somebody who's nishba l'kayim et mitzvah is that there's no carbon. What did the Ran say? The Ran said that Nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah. It's chal inyan bal yachel, aval lo inyan karban. So Rava here implies that the second Shavua is chal, and it's a complete Shavua, so there would be a karban. Why is there a karban? He's nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah. He's swearing that he's going to do the first Shavua when he took the second Shavua. So there's no carbon here. And yet Lashon of Rava implies that there is a carbon. It's a complete Shavua. It's a bona fide Shavua. It's the real McCoy. So it doesn't have Din Kol Din Shavua, but it's mashmah that it does have Kol Din Shavua. It doesn't have Kol Din Shavua because Nishba L'Kayim Tzaseh. But it doesn't have Kol Din Shavua because it's... It does have Kol Din Shavua because Rava says that Nichnas Sheni Tachdeh, the second Shavua takes effect. On the other hand, we know that it isn't a bona fide Shavua for all intents and purposes, because there's no carbon. It isn't an absolute Shavua. There's no chi of carbon. Rav would imply there is a chi of carbon. That's what bothered Rashi. Mishum hachi tzarech hatam dochacham oker neder meikaro. And therefore, we have to come on to the reason that the chacham uproots the neder from its very roots. That's why it's called uprooting. V'lo have b'chlal nishba l'kayim es hamitzvah. And this isn't included in the category. It's not categorized as nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah. Why? Why? Because there was no first Shavua. What first Shavua? The first Shavua was completely uprooted. Since the first Shavua was completely uprooted, he's not nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah. And memela, it's taka as it in Shavua. The second Shavua is a bona fide Shavua, full-blown Shavua. Aval, Aubemes, continues Rabbi Kiveger, Im Hefer Habal, Harishona, Eina Chayevis Carbon, Al Hashnia. If the Baal was Mefer, the first Shavua, Eina Chayevis Karban Al Hashnia. There's going to be no Chi of Karban on the second one because it's Nishba L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah. Aval Mikol Mokom Linyan Baal Yachil Delo Imit Mikra. But what about as far as Baal Yachil is concerned? Is he over on Baal Yachil? The answer is Yeshlam Radavik Mo Balma, the Mitla Tali Vakoi, the Paka Rishon Chalashnia. So it's hanging in limbo, and then the second or first goes away, the second comes in. Like we see in Yevamos. There you have Isser Eshesach, Isser Achosisha. We discussed this in a previous shir. So one Isser is Nechal on the other. If a person is married to both his If a woman is both his wife's sister and brother's wife, so there are two Asurim, but one hangs in the limbo, and then let's say his wife dies and that Isur goes away, then the other, the Isur of Achosisha goes away, and the other Isur can come and take effect. So here also, Linyan Baal Yachel, once the first Shavua goes away, now the second Shavua is going to take effect. Ve'af ba'afaras ha'bal chol ha'shni linyan alav kevin depak ha'rishona. And even when the Baal is mefir, the second Shavua is chal, since the first one went away. In other words, the issue that Rabbi Kiva Eger has with the Mara Mintz's Diuk and Rashi is that dafka v'tzchach oker neder meikaro, then the second Shavua takes effect. But if it's not oker chacha meikaro, if it's just hafaras habal, then the second Shavua doesn't take effect. Says Rabbi Kivega, that's not true. Even if it was Ha'efer HaBaal, even if it's Mikano Lahaba, that the Baal from here on in uproots, removes the Shavua and revokes the Shavua, Shavua number one, Shavua two still takes effect. It's hanging there in limbo, it's waiting. Ah, so why did Rashi say Dafka Oka Chachamei Karo? Because Rashi is telling us that the mashmos, the Gemara, is a chi of carbon here. The only time there's going to be a chi of carbon is when the first one is completely uprooted. Because then it's not nishba l'kayim mitzisese. Until now it's nishba l'kayim mitzisese, so there's no carbon. There's only bal yachil. The mashmos, the Gemara, is even a bal yachil here. So in order to make it a bal yachil, the mashmos of the Gemara is that there's even a chi of carbon here. Excuse me. The mashmos of the Gemara is even a chi of carbon here. So, in order for there to be a chi of carbon, it can't be nishba l'kayim mitzisese. It can't be that when he said the second shvua, it was going on the first shvua. The first shvua said, I'm not going to eat this loaf, and the second shvua is, I'm not going to eat this loaf. So the second shvua is coming to say it's going to keep the first shvua, and keep the mitzisese, the first shvua. That is not going to obligate one in a carbon. As we said from the Ran, there is a bal yachel, there's no carbon. And the Mashmos Limor is a carbon. Oh, there's a carbon, so Rashi says, it must be that there was no first Shavua, it was completely uprooted. But if the husband revokes vow number one, there's going to be no carbon, but the second Shavua is still going to take effect. Why shouldn't the second Shavua take effect? The second Shavua is waiting in the wings. So Shavua number one went away, and now Shavua number one takes over. And now Shavua number two takes over. So when he made Shavua number one, and then he made Shavua number two, so Shavua number two isn't taking effect. Ein Shavua Chalal Shavua. If he completely uproots Shavua number one, then Shavua number two is going to be a chi of carbon. Because he's not being Nishba L'Kayim Mitzisese. And if, asserts Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Baal is Mefer Shavua number one, then Shavua number two will also take effect. It just will not necessitate a chi of carbon if he doesn't keep it. Why? Because what's Shavua number two? Shavua number two is that he's going to keep Shavua number one. When he made Shavua number two, is that he was going to keep Shavua number one. And don't say that Shavua number one never happened. Shavua number one happened. Only now Shavua number one doesn't apply anymore, so Shavua two can take effect. But when he made Shavua number two, it was to keep Shavua number one. So therefore that defines it as just a lav incurring Shavua and not a carbon incurring Shavua. So don't say like the Maharam Mintz wants to say, that if Mefer HaBaal, the second Shavua doesn't take effect at all. No, that's not a correct diuk in Rashi. The second Shavua takes effect, just not le'inyan carbon, only le'inyan the lav. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madvarim Niflaim. However, this brings us back, says Harav Shmuel Elazar Volk, Zichrono Levracha, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elchanan for many years, a Telzer Talmud, a huge, huge gaon. And at the end of his life, he moved to Miami Beach for the sunshine and the good Jewish community have there of elderly Jews, some younger also. Because in his last volume, it says that he lives on Flamingo Road. So, very nice area. Anyway, I'm sure that he continued steiging as long as he was physically capable of doing so. He wasn't writing these books to make money. Lahagdil Torah Lahadira. That's why he wrote them, to increase Torah. So he writes, Ulam Lefima Shakasafti Le'el. So earlier on we had a Chakira. What was the Chakira? How does the Heter Chacham work? Is the Heter Chacham a psak mikan ulahaba l'mafreya? What does it mean mikan ulahaba l'mafreya? It means that the psak of this chacham only applies from here on in, then now we view it as if it never happened. But in real time, it did happen. What does that mean? It means that if a person takes a shavu at 5 o'clock, and then the chacham is made for the shavu at 5:30. He's okay the shavua, he's matir the shavua at 5:30. So definitely, the shavua never happened. Now at 5:30, we say the shavua never happened. The shaila is, how do we view the shavua from 5 to 5:30? Do we say that it also didn't exist from 5 to 5:30? We say no. Now at 5, from 5:30 on, we say that we're going to live our lives that this shavua never existed. But from 5 to 5:30, it did exist. Just now from 5:30, we viewed it as if it never happened. It was all fake news. But from 5 to 5:30, it was real news. It wasn't CNN, it was Fox. It wasn't Fox, it was CNN. Depending on whether you're right or left. I wouldn't believe either of them 100% if I were you. Better things to do with your time. Anyway, so, what is the Heter Chacham? Is it Mikan or Lahavlam a phrase we should explain? Or is it Megale that it never happened? Do we say at 5:30 that at 5 o'clock there was no Shavua? Not only was there no Shavua at 5 o'clock for us now, but there was no Shavua from 5 to 5:30. So we're going to view this gray area, 5 to 5:30, till he was okay the Shavua, that there never was a Shavua. There was no Shavua then. The whole thing was fake news. So we have to say that Rabbi Kiva Eiger holds that it's Paul Begedr Megale that it was a Tos Meikara. Rabbi Kiveger halt, you have to say it in Yiddish because Rabbi Kiveger learned it in Yiddish. Rabbi Kiveger halt, as der Shvue, was never happened. When the Chacham is Oker the Shavua, he makes the whole thing fake news. He makes it as if it never happened. He's Megala, there was a Tos Meikara. And therefore, the second Shavua is not Nishba L'Kaimus HaMitzvah. The second Shavua is a straight away not to eat this kikar, not to eat this loaf. It's not Nishba L'Kaimus HaMitzvah. Why is it not Nishba L'Kaimus HaMitzvah? Because there was no mitzvah. It turns out that when he took this shavua at 5:30, let's say there was at 5:15. Okay, so he took shavua number one at 5, and then he took shavua number two. I'm not going to do this loaf at 5, I'm not going to do this loaf at 5:15, and then at 5:30 upwards number one. So shaila is, what's the status of the from 5 to 5:15? Was there a shavua or not? So Rabbi K. Vager is learning that from 5 to 5:15 there was no Shavua. And therefore the Shavua he made at 5:15 was not a Shavua L'Kaimus HaMitzvah. It was a straightaway Shavua. There was no Shavua at 5 o'clock. So therefore there's going to be a Chiyuv Karban. But let's say you hold that the Heter Chacham is Poel, that what? It's a Hora on the Isser. Mikanu L'Havla Mafreya. In other words, only what's Nogea now at 5:30, when he uprooted it, we say the Shavua never happened. But from 5 to 5:15, or from 5 to 5:30, there was the first Shavua. And therefore the second Shavua he made at 5:15 was really going on the first Shavua. So then you have the Kasha, wait a second, at 5:15 he was still Nishba L'Kaimus HaMitzvah. He was still Nishba L'Kaimus Shavua HaRishona. And therefore there's no stira, ein b'divrei Rabbi Akiva Eiger shum stira l'dugo shel Maran Mintz. Why? Because how's the Maharam Mintz learning that the Heter Chacham is Paul Rak Mikanu L'Havla Mafreya? So you can't say that Rav is saying that the second Shavua is going to be even to be Mechayiv and Makarban. Because even if there's a Heter Chacham, there's going to be no carbon. Even if the Chacham uproots in Meikara, there's no carbon. Why is there no carbon? I'll tell you why, sweet friends. There's no carbon because we view the Shavua he made at 5:15 as going on the Shavua he made at 5. And therefore, there's no chiyuv karban. It's a nishba l'kayim mitzvah sase. So the way the Maharam Mintz is learning, you can't say like Rabbi Akiva Eiger that there's going to be a carbon involved here, if it's Oker Meikaro. Because even if it's Oker Meikaro, there's no carbon involved. According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the first shvuah never happened, so then the first shvuah never happened, the second shvuah is a chiyuv carbon, incurs an obligation to bring a carbon. But according to the way Maharam Mintz is learning, he has a different understanding maybe of the Akiva's Chacham. He says, from here on in, legabe the dinim that are nogea now, the first shvuah never happened. But when he took the second shvuah, the first shvuah was intact. And there was going to be no chiyuv karban. And yet Rashi still writes that we're talking about a case of Oker Nedim Meikaro. So it must be that Rashi's holding. Rashi isn't telling us this to tell us, oh, it's only because there's a chi of carbon here, because according to the way Marantz is learning, there is no chi of carbon if it's Oker Neder Meikaro. So why does Rashi insist that it's Oker Neder Meikaro? It must be like the Maharam Mintz is learning that when the Baal is Mefrid, there's not even a lav. Why is there no lav? Because the way we understand it is that when he took Shavuah number 2, Ein Shavuah Chal Al Shavuah, like the Avnei Miluim learns, that once there's already a Shavuah, another Shavuah just can't happen. So the second Shavuah never happened. When the Baal is made for Shavuah number 1, you can't say now that Shavuah number 2 takes effect, because Shavuah number 2 is a non-entity. It's not like an Einis or Chalal Isser, where Isser number 2 waits in the wings, and when Isser number 1 goes away, Isser number 2 takes effect. Because if that would be the case, then now that Isser number 1 went away, Isser number 2, the Shavuah, the Shavuah number 2 is now going to take effect. The Maharam Mintz is medayik from Rashi. No, when the Baal is mefir, Shavuah 2 doesn't take effect. Why not? Because Shavuah number 2 never happened. Because at 5:15, he made the Shavuah that he's not going to eat this kikar, that he'd already made a Shavuah, and at 5 o'clock he wasn't going to eat. So this Shavuah is a non-entity. It's a non-starter. And even if he's mefir number 1, number 2 never counts. Never happened. The only problem is, we have to understand the Fimash Kasav Maharam Mintz. The way we understood the Maharam Mintz, that he holds that Shavua, that when your Chacham is Oker, the Shavua, it's Mikanu Lahabla Mafreya, and therefore the second Shavua isn't going to have a chi of carbon, right? He uproots Shavuah number 1, and now Shavuah number 2 is going to take effect, because now we're viewing Shavuah number 1 as if it never happened. But there's not going to be a chi of carbon, because he's still nishba l'kayim, right? When he took Shavuah 2, it was going on Shavuah 1. At 5:15, when he took that Shavuah, it was to be mekayim what he already swore at 5, and therefore nishba l'kayim is a mitzvah. All there is a lav of Baal Yachel. All there is a lav of Baal Yachel, but there's not going to be a chi of carbon, because nishba l'kayim mitzvah esei, there's no chi of carbon. Problem is, there should be no lav either. The Maharam Mintz wants to say that if the Chacham is Oker Neder Meikaro, there's going to be a lav. When he took Shavuah number 2 at 5:15, there's a lav after we uproot Shavua number one, it's not going to be a Chiyuv Karban, because he was Nishba to be Mekayim the first Shavua. And since he was Nishba to be Mekayim the first Shavua, the second Shavua doesn't incur a Chiyuv Karban. But the Maharamin says, but at least it's a lav. At least it's a lav. The second Shavua, when he uproots the first Shavua, is going to be a lav involved. But why would there be a lav involved? When he took Shavua number two, he was being Nishba on Shavua number one. And ain't Shavua Chalal Shavua. He was already Mushba Vomi Mishmo Rishona. If you hold that it's only Mikanu Lahavla Mafreya, that means that at 5:15 when he took Shavua 2, Shavua 1 was in force. So that means that Shavua 2 never happened. So why is there even a lav when he uproots Shavua number 1? Why is there a lav on Shavua number 2? Shavua number 2 never happened. Just like there's no Chi of Carbon, because he's Nishba to be Mekayim Shavua number 1. So too, there should be no lav. There's no lav because it never happened. Shavua number 2 never happened. Because in real time, when he took that Shavua, Shavua number 1 was in effect. Therefore, Shavua number 2 never happened. So why is there even a lav? It's a big problem. And the Revolt goes on here to explain this. And please God, we hopefully in the next shiur, I'm hoping God should give us life, Simchas Chaim will explain, go further, and continue seeing the flows of Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.